Hello, I'm Terry Cheek. You're listening to Crisis and Concern for June 18th, 2016. Welcome to a program that addresses current events and their solutions as found within God's Word. Call your family, friends, and church members. Tell them the latest Crisis and Concern podcast is posted for immediate download at sermonaudio.com/Pastor Terry, and we're also available on iTunes as the Inspiring Word podcast. On today's program, we're going to discuss Father's Day to begin with. My father passed away in 2001. This weekend, I will make the annual Father's Day visit to the cemetery and pay my respects. I'm sure many listening will experience that same trek. We do have something to hold on to, though. We have memories. That's right. Good and bad. But memories of Dad and his influence remain and still have an impact on our life. Let me encourage you to reflect on Dad. If your father is living, find some time to visit if possible. If distance doesn't permit a visit, make a phone call. Having adult children myself, and they have families of their own, and that creates an occasional conflict in our home. But when they make that special effort to visit, or when they call, it means so much. Among the many topics that could consume this podcast, I feel the crisis and concern of the absent father carries a large responsibility when we talk about creating a positive change in America. Do you realize more than one-third of American children grow up without a father in the home? With the increase in immorality, alcohol and drug use, along with violent crime and domestic violence, it paints a very bleak future of traditional family homes. But do you know life doesn't have to be that way for the family? The Bible gives us a promising look at the Father. And when we follow God's plan, we are promised success. Let's begin with Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. We have a word here to both children and parents. Children are responsible for proper action and proper attitude. Verses 1 and 2 and even 3 talk about that. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Obey is an action. It speaks of making a physical commitment to being the children that God wants us to be. Now, with that commitment comes training, and comes understanding, and comes teaching. Children must be teachable, and they have to learn that. They have to learn that from the family. They have to learn that from the parents. But with that action comes an attitude, that attitude of learning, that attitude of grasping God's approach to the family and God's approach to being a child who obeys and listens is one that is taught by the Father. And that brings us to the word we have for Dad. Lead the family. Lead the family, Dad, with nurture and admonition of the Lord. Let God have His way in your life, Dad. By doing that, your influence will be guided by the hand of God. We lack that in our culture today. Dads don't take that step of spiritual responsibility. Yes, we have a few that do, and I'm thankful for those. As a pastor, I see families struggling. I see marriages struggling. I see dads struggling. Life pulls us in so many different directions today. We wind up getting priorities mixed up. Dad, I just want to encourage you. Find God and let God lead you. And in doing so, it will eliminate or greatly reduce the risk of developing wrath in your children. That's anger. In other words, it will alleviate the potential of creating conflict between children and parents. Now, I don't want to paint a fantasy world for you, because there are always outside influences that can impact a child and can create wrath, and those are a different set of circumstances. I'm talking about the willingness and the heart and the desire of dad to follow God and let God have his way in his life so that he can be the godly influence in the lives of his children. Now, we need to appreciate our dads. We need to love our dads. We need to honor our dads. And the same with our moms. But Father's Day is Dad's Day. If we honestly evaluate our society, we have to admit that anger is very obvious in families and from families. You know, this is by no means the extent of our problems, but it is a foundational start to them. If more homes had fathers, and the fathers were following God, then there would be a leading of their families to worship God, which would make an untold impact in our culture. So, Dad, think about letting God have his way in your life. And if your dad is living, find a reason to visit or call. Let him know you're thinking about him. The impact will be felt in both of your lives. Well, I cannot close the broadcast without expressing thoughts of remorse to the families of the victims in Orlando and those survivors who are working to regain their lives after the terrorist attack. Also to the family of Lane Graves, the 2-year-old that was tragically killed at Disneyland. The tragedy of your loss is beyond imagination. Words cannot be found which attempt to offer any comfort in either situation. To all of you, may God provide peace to some degree in knowing that you're being lifted up in the prayers of the church today. We may have our differences on lifestyles, and we may have other differences of opinions through that. But your tragedies, both of these tragedies, have impacted the lives of every American, and you have deeply touched the lives of every church member. So I want you to realize that the church is praying for you. We are reaching up to heaven's throne. We are trying and lifting up you in prayer and calling upon you. Philippians 4:6 comes to mind. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. We're trying to be careful for nothing. We're not wanting to leave anything untouched. We're wanting to focus on everything that's before us in prayer. And through supplication and giving thanks to God for what he is capable of and willing to do in these situations, we are making your request known. We're making our request known on your behalf. The church loves you, and the church wants you to realize that we're praying for you. And my request is that your grief and fear and suffering be met with grace and mercy. I hope this broadcast has been a blessing of encouragement and enlightenment. Our desire is to reach as many people as possible, and to accomplish this, we desperately need your help. Not your money, just your help. You see, by sharing our podcast with others, you will help us share the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Will you help us by telling others about the inspiring word? You can find us by visiting sermonaudio.com/Pastor Terry or through iTunes as the inspiring word. Thank you. And until next time, may God bless you, is my prayer.